This is WNKU's Earth Calendar. I'm Kathy Costello. Winter's grasp on the earth has many gardeners itching to get back outside and plant vegetables and flowers when spring arrives. There are many tasks that can be accomplished late in winter, and several types of plants and vegetables that can be planted in the colder months. Preparing the soil in the garden can help increase the growth of a crop or flower bed, and it can be done in the winter, so this is a great time to plan for spring gardening. The Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center suggests steps you can take now so that when spring arrives, you will save money and help the planet. Look for discounted prices on rakes, clippers, and other manual gardening tools while they are off-season. Consider what it would take to install an in-ground watering system, which often comes with a timer that saves you time not having to babysit hoses and lowers your water bill. Also, investigate if your municipality sells rain barrels or review options sold online. Your house might also be outfitted to harvest water in a cistern. To learn about spring garden planting and an approach to rainwater harvesting, visit www.wildflower.org. On our calendar, due to their adaptable nature, coyotes have taken up residence in rural, suburban, and urban areas of Cincinnati. Today, the coyote has become widespread in our area and is frequently seen. To help you separate fact from fiction about local coyotes and to receive practical suggestions on how to minimize coyote conflicts, the Hamilton County Park District is offering a free program. Sam Gert, a coyote expert and associate professor and wildlife extension specialist with The Ohio State University, will be presenting Coyotes, Ecology, Coexistence, and Conflict, Wednesday, February 6th at 7 p.m. at Sharon Woods. For more information, visit greatparks.org. Earth Calendar archives are at WNKU.org. For more information or to share an Earth event you are sponsoring, call 859-572-6500.